Hey there, and welcome to this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, and I feel a bit awkward about today's topic. But hey, it's my podcast. I say what I want. What's up, fabulous people, and welcome to Real Fabulous Marketing. This is the place where you'll hear stories of real fabulous people to inspire you and also get some amazing marketing strategies that will help you stand out from the crowd, particularly online. I can't wait to do this with you. Let's dive in. Today's topic is why your value of integrity may be doing you more harm than good. Now, when I talk to business owners being authentic and working with integrity often comes up as one of their top values. And I completely relate because I feel the same way. That's why I often turn up on my socials not wearing makeup, not because I can't be bothered, just because I don't wear it anyway. So if you're going to see me on my Zooms later with some coaching, I might have just come out of the water from a surf and hair's not going to look perfectly blow-dried. But, you know, why your value of integrity may be doing you more harm than good, maybe be acting in integrity, being integrous, I don't know if that's actually a word, maybe causing you to become a bottleneck in your business. Now, what I mean by bottleneck is like everything stops with you. You've got such a tight stranglehold on the quality, on the products, on the posts, on everything that you put out into the world, that you don't allow other people to help you. And you also may have trouble, therefore, outsourcing and delegating. Because when you have such a strong meaning and a particular interpretation of integrity, you think, well, I'm the only one who can do this. I'm the only one that my client wants to work with. I'm the only one who can write the emails and sign them off with my name. I'm the only one that can write my posts. Now, I do know that in my book and also in various courses and my posts, I often talk about you being the one who people connect with. And that's really important when it comes to your social, that they start to hear your voice and they start to get to know you. But there's no reason why, if you haven't been posting for a while or you've developed your sense of voice, that other people can come and take your content that you've already put out into the world and refine it or repurpose it for other means. Now, I'm sharing this episode as a bit of a personal one because I know in my business I've sometimes struggled to let go of things, to, you know, as much as I do have two assistants who work with me, sometimes it can feel much easier for me to just do it myself. Why would I let anyone else do it? But recently I sat down and I really worked through some of the processes that I go through, whether it's onboarding clients, whether it's creating content, creating this podcast, and looked at all the steps involved. And as much as I might think, okay, cool, I need to do all of it, you can start to realize that if you have good systems and processes in place, you can still run your business with integrity, but you don't have to do everything yourself. So you can act with integrity, but also your business can run with integrity. Now, another way that people, like they've worked with me in the past and it's come up that they haven't wanted to run paid ads because they don't think that's acting in integrity. And yes, there's plenty of people out on Instagram particularly telling you, I've built my seven-figure business without running any ads. And that's totally awesome. And I have so much respect for that. But that's not necessarily going to work for everyone. Not everyone is that type of personality. Not everyone always wants to work in that way and put themselves out over and over again. But it doesn't mean that there's not other ways to run your business. And running ads and working with someone who does set them up or helps you develop your own voice and helps you act with integrity, well, it can work really well. Recently, I've worked with someone and she is a PhD candidate. And she came to me because she was really struggling to find women with a particular issue for her study. She was pretty much at her wit's end. She'd been posting in Facebook groups, she looking for people. The university that she was working with, they had run ads for her, but they weren't really specific. And because it was so specific and her niche so defined, she was just like, oh my God, do these women even exist? And she came to me and I said, I think what you're doing sounds like it's going to give these women a lot of hope. These women who have this particular issue are going to, they're going to be at their wit's end. They're going to feel like they're alone in this and they need some help with this particular health issue. What you're doing is going to really change their lives. So we worked together and I helped write these ads that targeted these women. We weren't, you know, sort of naming and shaming them, as can sometimes be a bit of like a full-on ad style, but we were, you know, we were gentle and specific and the targeting was on point. And, you know, I've kept up with her afterwards and I've been like, what's going on with the ads? She's like, I've been amazed at how well these ads have worked for me. You know, she started off with quite a, you know, like a number of applications in those first few days. And since then it's dropped back to about one a day. But she was at the point of thinking that she was almost going to have to give up on the PhD because she could not find these people by the particular deadline. Now, that to me says that ads can be run with integrity. And there's, you know, I've got so many examples of similar ones. It's all about how you do it and also all about how you feel about it. You know, if your value or you have a value of integrity, but you also have a value of, hey, I like making money, or I really like helping people solve their issues that they have, and that's why they come and work with me, then you're going to have to make peace with maybe like, advertising feels a little bit icky and out of integrity. You're going to need to make peace with that. And that's all about understanding what your values are, how you rank them, what the hierarchy is. And if you do have these ones that are in conflict, working to resolve that. You don't always have to feel in conflict. I know it may be quite a, you know, common feeling to feel like, oh, I want to do this, but I want to do this. I want to help people, but I hate running ads. That's, you know, that's just totally normal part of our culture. But it actually doesn't have to be like that. Just throwing it out there. So instead of thinking that I have to run with integrity, I can the only, you know, if my business is going to run, it's me with integrity. Think about how your business can run with integrity. And to get into that headspace, I challenge you to think of someone who inspires you in your business. Do they act in integrity? Do you think that's one of their values? And the other question is, do they do everything themselves? Do they do advertising? Do they do all the things? Do they send every email? Do they write every post? More often than not, people need people in their teams. People need other people who are really good at things that they're not good at. And it's your job as the business owner, as the head of the business, to not be the bottleneck, but to actually go, okay, let's let things in a little bit. Let's, you know, see what other people can bring to the table. But as the head of this business, I'm going to ask you as my staff member, my contractor, my employee to act in integrity as well. So how can you bring integrity to the table, possibly in a different way than you have already? If you've allowed it to be like, oh, I have to do everything in the business, could you bring it, as I said, and let other people into the business? Have you gone, oh, I can't run ads because spending money to promote myself is icky and gross and I am just going to rely on word of mouth? That's fine. But if you want to attract different types of clients and you've already worked within your business, you may need to think about running some kind of promotions or ads. Why have I been talking about values so much over the past couple of weeks? Well, that's right. I am running a values and vision workshop on June 24th. I think getting in touch with your business values is going to change your business for the better. It's going to allow you to go, okay, am I acting in alignment with these? Am I making purchasing decisions? Am I making hiring decisions? Am I making taking on new client? Am I making direction decisions in alignment with my own values? And I can't wait for those people attending, especially if that's you, to walk away being super clear on your values and how what you're going to do next in terms of your business or your life. I mean, I always talk about business, but you know me, it's all much of a muchness. It's not one or the other. It's all kind of integrated. I run my business, how I run my life, and it's to enjoy myself and to, you know, look after myself and also to just do things that challenge me on the regular basis. Running online workshops is not something I've done a whole lot of. Yes, I've run coaching groups. Yes, I've run free webinars, but this sort of shorter style of workshop, I ran one a couple of weeks ago. It went really well. I really enjoyed it. So I thought, let's run another one. And I love getting out of my comfort zone. I would love for you to get out of your comfort zone. If things have been going okay, but you want them to go really good, or things have been going not so okay, and you'd like a little bit more direction in terms of what to do next, coming back to who you are and what you value is so gosh darn important for how you take action next. If you would love to come along, I would love to have you there. Just head over to my website, mirandaivy.com, and head to the events tab, or I will pop it in the show notes as well. If you can't make it, the recording will be available for sale, but you know, joining live and getting live feedback and coaching from me really does make a world of difference in terms of how you feel. I would love to have you there. And until next time, I want you to start thinking about how you can act in integrity, but you don't have to use it as an excuse to have a stranglehold on every single aspect of your business, because chances are you're going to be causing a bottleneck in terms of your creativity, your finances, and your opportunities. Until next time, stay fabulous. Hey there, I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.